This is CliffCentral.com.
Anna, as a co-presenter today, co-host, I have to tell you that we do have to tell a story about animals, and Christian knows all about it, and I think maybe he's going to now floor you to take over and tell us about the wonderful animals in your life, but they have to be non-human.
Every now and then, you need a good animal story to warm your heart, and if it involves the beloved pet, even better! Prepare yourself for the warm fuzzies brought to you by Bravecto. So we have this little segment where we ask our guests to tell us like their favorite pet story. It can be a pet from when you were young. It can be a pet now. But tell us. Lovely pet story. No pressure. I can't keep doing this voice.
That is like super easy for me because I love animals more than people.
Yes.
Cool. So I have a tattoo of my dead dog on my arm. Aww. Her name was Dinky Toy, and she was basically my child. And I went and saw a medium, which I know I'm certain that a lot of listeners are going to think this is hippie and weird. But I went and saw a medium, and this medium said, well, your dog still comes and visits you. And aww, she was a wolf, and so were you. You were a wolf in your past life.
All dogs go
and
to
this woman didn't know anything about my career, nothing. And basically that her and I would just like be a little packed. And that's why I obviously had that, you know, great and close connection to her. Because as much as she was just a dog, I felt I could, you know, hear what she was thinking and feeling. And I mean, you brought your dog today. I immediately like just forget about all of you and you know, indulged in the dog.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah. Like, I love animals. And that, I don't know if that's a cool story, but
that's
yeah.
That's a wonderful story. And because you are now Anna Wolf.
Yeah.
And one of the great images that you had in your show I saw the last time you were here was that of a wolf running, and that was so I'll never forget that.
But how weird is that? Yeah. How weird is that the first single was called Wolf?
Yes.
Then I watched the video and the wolf is chasing me. It was almost like my subconscious already knew that there was something on its way.
Yes.
Like, as cheesy as it sounds, the name really chose me. Yeah. Like, the name Anna, before Dinky Toy passed away, I used to call Anna, Dinky Toy,
Anna.
I used to, and people used to ask me, but her name's Dinky Toy, and I went, yeah, I don't know why I'm calling her Anna. Mm. So anyway, yeah, there's more to just choosing another name.
Mm. Okay, maar jy nou diere in London?
Nee, ongelukkig nie.
It's difficult, hey?
Dis baie moeilik. En ek stop allemaal wie voorbij my loop, wie honde het. Yeah. So ek like society psycho mense.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallo.
You just have like a box of Beano like on standby.
Yeah. I would love that. Yeah.
Maar met die toer is ook seker maar bietjie moeilik om die being on the road the whole time and having knowing your doggies at home. That must be hard.
Ja, dit is baie moeilik. Ons het actually gesê ons wil nie nou honde kry nie want ons is skaars by die huis.
Ja.
En dit sal my net breek. Ek sal actually ophou sing net om daar te wees my hond.
Dis reg.
Like dis ja, dis hoe sterk
en
ek.
En jy hoor jy kry nou hierdie ding wat jy amper kan Skype. Jy kan jou hondjie Skype by die huis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Dis
is 'n ding wat in jou muur vasgestapel is en dan het hy treat en dan het hy 'n kamera en dan
hoor hy jou stem en alles. So as jy nou bietjie besig is dan.
Ah, Kentie.
Ja, maar ek dink ons sal vir Kent confuse. Hy sal soos want hy is so gewoond om jou op die TV te sien. Is soos what's going on? Why is the television giving me sweets?
Ah, Kent. Because I had to when I last saw you, and then one died now, my German Shepherd died. Mm. So now I take Kent everywhere I can because I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Because he's a bit lonely now.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
So he goes everywhere.
Cool. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I think people should be more... I'm not saying we should treat dogs and animals like humans, not at all. An animal is an animal. But at the same time, like I said to you, like we are their voices. Mm. I mean, I get this, the thing I'm the most passionate about is abuse and, you know, concerning animals. Mm. And I support the Lucky Lucy Foundation, who's actually a foundation in Cape Town. They have a beautiful story on how their foundation actually got started. Very intense and hectic and sad story. But anyway, go read up about it. Lucky Lucy Foundation. And I love playing. I actually do a lot of shows for these charity shows and for charities. And it's awesome. I'm super passionate about it. Yeah.
That's great.
So Bravecto, if you want to do something nice, maybe donate some of your product to Lucky Lucy. Because Bravecto is... It's the best. I mean, you give them a little chewy thing, and for 3 months you can just forget about ticks and fleas.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Kenty is like, huh?
Oh, no, he's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, but I can't remember any felt with the Martlu.
Yes.
Are you going to get a new dog?
I don't know. I don't know if I should. Mm. I I don't know. I'm sad still.
I think you will.
You think so?
I think you will, yeah. I can see you a little puppy.
Kent, little puppy. Maar Kent is a bit more. No.
Wow. Oh, right.
After Elfrieda died. Mm. So, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to take us out of the segment by saying, this animal story was brought to you by Bravecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against fleas, ticks, and mites for up to 12 weeks.
Thank you, Bravecto.
Say bravo for Bravecto. What's that little thing we play sometimes?
Ja, ek gaan nou-nou. Ek gaan nou-nou dit speel. Ek onthou, dit is ek al hondjies wat blaf. Do you want to... And then I will... Okay, what's happening?
I don't know.
My mouse.
My mouse.
I don't like mice, eh?
I will fill in some dead air. Did you know... So, Queen, the Queen movie is coming out today.
Yes.
So I looked up some Queen facts. So Freddie Mercury apparently had 10 cats at one point.
Aww.
And he would sometimes just call them... Like on a phone, just to hear them like meow.
That's the thing that then happened. This app that Rian spoke
like
about.
But this was like in the 90s, so it was like way back. He was ahead of his time.
He was. I was a cop from that date. Yeah.
As much as you love your furry friend, you forget to treat him for ticks and fleas monthly. But now there's Bravecto, a chewable remedy that lasts 12 weeks. There's no residue, so he's ready for hugs right away. And if he loves water, well, that's okay too. With 12 weeks of tick and flea protection in a single tasty chew, you'll say bravo to Bravecto, and so will your pet, in his own way. Visit your vet or vet store or bravecto.co.za to find out more.
This is CliffCentral.com.